Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge, formerly the Brian Aldridge True Crime Political Election Conspiracy Sports Talk Podcast. Going forward, new name, new artwork, new permanent co-host, my wife's daughter, Carlina. We discuss the Super Bowl, betting on the Super Bowl, partying with the Super Bowl. We bring on a special guest. I hope you enjoy. Hello, and I think you might have noticed a different look about us. We do have our new artwork up, and this is the very first episode of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge, taking the place of Brian Aldridge's True Crime Political Election Conspiracy Sports Talk Podcast. Out with the old, in with the new. Family by Law with Brian Aldridge, and with a new title, with new artwork, I've got a new co-host. Not new as in a sense of never been here before, new as in permanent.
Woohoo!
Been given the job until she messes it up.
That's fair.
Ladies and gentlemen, your new permanent co-host, Carlina's here.
Woohoo! I'm glad to be back.
And back. It's
back.
It's your first time being
Whoa.
The co-host.
I'm glad to be non-temporary.
You were auditioning.
Yeah.
It wasn't temporary. You were auditioning
okay.
on an episode-to-episode basis. Now we've went ahead. We've made it permanent.
I'm glad. Can't have a family without me.
Right.
Yeah.
Legally.
Legally.
By law.
By law.
So we are discussing, it's the Super Bowl Sunday. If you don't know what the Super Bowl is, it is the championship game of the National Football League pitting the American Football Conference champion versus the National Football Conference champion. This year, it's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs. This is our Super Bowl edition of the game podcast. We'll talk about things like the game, how it originated. Carlina's got some gambling statistics. But right off the rip, just how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good. How was yours?
Mine went pretty well. We got a couple of shows coming up. By the time this comes out, Wednesday, you'll have only hours to get yourself out to the Vasani Comedy Theater in Port Charlotte, Florida. I'll be there Wednesday through Saturday of this week. That's February 8th through the 11th, and I'll be shuttling home Saturday night so I can make it in time for the Super Bowl on Sunday. We will be watching the Super Bowl either at my house or at my parents' house in Sun City Center, Florida. At the risk of committing a HIPAA violation, though, that is right now up in the air as one of my family members that isn't my mother has contracted the COVID-19 virus. Another thing is we don't have our producer, Karate Brian, this week, so if you notice a lack of order, or if you notice me and Carlina just going off, start talking to Carlina, starts mentioning this lab in Wuhan, China, that she feels suspicious about, you may hear a lot of this bleeped out and possibly deleted by Spotify. We'll have Karate Brian back next week when he's done committing his, he's doing jury duty right
yeah.
now. So, yeah, hopefully the guy's found guilty. I don't know. But yeah, come check me out in Port Charlotte, Florida. And if you didn't know that I was a stand-up comedian, I did a poor job of reeling you into the podcast. at Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. I am Brian Aldridge, the host and star of the show. Some say co-star of the show. Carlina is really doing the heavy lifting. I am a stand-up comedian, have been doing so for about 18 years. And you may not have heard of me, but you may have heard of Craig Robinson, who plays Daryl from The Office.
Yeah.
We used to live together. You might have heard of John Cena.
Yeah, once or twice.
He was in a movie with Lil Rel, who I was in a car with 5.5 hours each way to do a show at the University of Iowa.
Interesting.
Now, you may have heard of other comedians, John Mulaney, Bill Burr. Next week, we're going to see him in Tampa. Brent Crystals is doing the Amelie Arena. I've worked with him in Indianapolis and in Chicago. Tom Segura's wife. I've worked with two generations of weigh-ins. I performed in 53 states.
Wait.
What?
53.
A couple of them more than once.
Oh, okay. That's how that works.
And been all over the country, a little bit of Michigan, Upper Peninsula, Michigan, which I'll be there on February 24th at the Island Casino in Harris, Michigan. So I've had this stand-up comedy for 18 years. I've been a family for 7 years.
That's true.
Back when Carlina wasn't legally allowed to drive. She did sometimes, but she wasn't allowed to legally.
That's true.
By law,
she wasn't allowed been driving. To.
But this week, Super Bowl, I'm excited. Are you excited?
Yeah.
You could care less.
I mean, I'm a little excited. It's fun. Rihanna. Rihanna's coming.
The coin flip. I'm at the stage where a little bitterness is starting to take over. I really wanted the Cincinnati Bengals to win.
Joe Burrow's
my guy. He, I think he got cheated.
Cheated.
He got cheated by the referees, the zebras, if you will.
The zebras.
The Philadelphia Eagles eliminated my Chicago Bears a couple years ago in the playoffs.
How could they?
Via the double doink.
I don't know what that is.
I'm glad you don't know. I wish I didn't know. If I could go back in time, I would erase the memories of the double doink. The Chicago Bears were kicking a field goal to win the playoff game.
Okay.
The kick is up, hits the goalpost, falls. Oh, it's going to go through, hits the bottom goalpost, falls into the end zone.
Oh,
no good.
No.
We go home. Here's the best part. I'm in Syracuse, New York at the Funny Bone.
Uh-huh.
In the green room.
Uh-huh.
The kick is up, double doink. No, I drop to my knees.
Oh, no.
And then I hear the host go, and now Brian Aldridge. And I have to walk from my knees, stand up, and walk out onto the stage, and I don't have any recollection. I blacked out for 25 minutes. After about 25 minutes of who knows what I said up there against Philadelphia, I'm like, oh, I'm on stage. I should probably start doing some material.
You were just only ripping Philadelphia the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Only one other time I've blacked out on stage. Your mom was there in the front row. The guy before me goes up blasphemously talking about ketchup on hot dogs.
Oh, no.
Bash in Chicago. And when I tell you I went on a tirade, Carlina, I threatened this man's life.
Oh, no.
Orifices.
Over ketchup?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then I just see your mom mouthing something, and I'm trying to pick it up, and she says, ketchup. She's ketchup. Mouthing ketchup. Like, you have to tell the audience you're upset about ketchup.
Oh,
not
just
this guy's life. No.
Poor guy was probably like, oh my God.
I'm not going to say he didn't deserve it.
Well, that's fair. He did kind of deserve it.
Yeah.
I mean,
so two times I blacked out on stage.
Yeah.
So there could be some good video out there.
Respect your headliners.
There could be some good video out there.
Yeah. I mean, kind of his fault. I'm not going to lie.
So just to kind of embarrass you.
Okay.
The teams are the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
Who I hate.
Okay.
The Eagles, who I hate. I don't know more or less.
Okay.
I hate the Chiefs more recently.
Uh-huh.
So I'm pulling for the Eagles.
Okay.
Do you know who the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles is?
The Eagles? That's not fair. I knew the Chiefs.
Okay, tell me the Chiefs.
Mahomes. Austin Mahomes.
Austin Mahomes. Good old,
oh, wait.
Good
no,
old,
no, no, no.
Good old Mahomes. Austin Mahomes.
Is it Mahomes? It's Mahomes, right?
It's a Mahomes. It's Jackson Mahomes' brother.
Is it not Austin? What is
his
name?
It is not Austin.
What is his name?
Do you remember when we did the episode about Irish people getting arrested?
Yeah,
what did I say they're all named?
Oh, my God.
The wagon is a...
Patrick. Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. That was close enough.
For bonus points, what's his dad's name?
Patrick Mahomes.
Also Patrick Mahomes. Well done. Well done. Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback from...
The Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, now the Eagles.
From Philadelphia.
At one point, they had Odell Beckham Jr., right?
Never in their history have they had
Seriously?
Odell Beckham Jr.
I really thought I was confident on that one.
Yeah, you were. Let's be honest. You were completely confident on it. You just weren't correct.
Okay, so if it's not Odell, who could it be?
Odell Beckham, by the way, not a quarterback.
I know he's not a quarterback, but that would have given me the right team at least.
Nope. Well, I don't see that happening. Go ahead.
Well, if he was on that. Can I get a hint? What does it start with?
Jalen.
I think I know this one.
Okay.
I don't know it, though. Jalen Hurts. There's memes about him.
Where did Jalen Hurts go to college most recently? The year before he came into the NFL?
Alabama.
That was the previous. That's where he went his first 3 years.
North Carolina.
Oklahoma.
Oh.
All right. So we got Jalen Hurts, the only man that can stop us from getting a twerking video from Jackson Mahomes. The Eagles are a very good team. The Chiefs, sure, they're a good team, but they're I just don't like them.
You just don't like them?
I just don't like them. That's I don't like fair. Anything they're about. And so they just found their way to being the most hated team.
That's fair.
What's your favorite part in your almost 20 years of life of a Super Bowl?
Well, when I was younger, it used to be the commercials.
I was setting you up for the commercials, and I was hoping it still was. Go ahead.
But the commercials aren't as good anymore. They're not. Now my favorite part has become the memes.
Okay. The post-Super Bowl or pre-Super Bowl, like leading up to?
Little mix of both. I definitely like the post-Super Bowl memes. Right now, I really like the Jalen Hurts memes.
What's the best Jalen Hurts meme you got out there?
Oh, man. I don't think I have a very good repertoire. I don't think I've seen a lot.
You've never seen a Jalen Hurts meme?
I have.
What's one meme with Jalen Hurts on it?
I saw one that was... It was on the producer's phone.
What did he say?
It was about him rushing yards and beating the Chiefs.
I was setting you up to say the commercials. A lot of people love the commercials.
They're not what they used to be. I like the memes about Rihanna.
Yeah, also...
I like the Rihanna memes.
Because what it was, when it was awesome, when... Why Super Bowl commercials got the reputation they did was...
Mm-hmm.
Because commercials used to be not trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Like, commercials were like, here's the product, here's where you can buy it, here's how much it costs.
Yeah.
So when the Super Bowl started to do like cool things like Clydesdale horses for Budweiser or having Budweiser versus Bud Light beer bottles play each other in a football game.
Yeah.
Just cool things out of the ordinary. That's where commercials are like, whoa, but now a Super Bowl commercial, cool, I guess.
Yeah.
But just any ad you see now is trying to be the edgiest, funniest thing you've ever.
Which I did lie to you. I don't know how I forgot this. My favorite part of the Super Bowl is hands down the Puppy Bowl.
Puppy Bowl?
Hands down.
The 4 to 6 hours leading into the Super Bowl. Here's where I don't feel any sort of bad about this.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about gambling on football later.
Yeah.
I placed a maximum wager.
Oh, no.
2 or 3 years ago, I believe, on the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, why would you risk that much money on the Puppy Bowl?
Yeah.
They allowed you to wager on the Puppy Bowl before it came on. Discovery was coming up with their new streaming service.
Mm.
I was able to watch the Puppy Bowl.
Oh.
I fast-forwarded to the end a couple of hours even before it aired on Animal Planet.
Oh, my God.
I knew the results ahead of time. Now, it wasn't much. I was able to... $40 was the maximum wager they took.
They don't let you blow your life.
But I won.
Well, of course so you did.
That's like the coin flip. No, coin flip, they'll let you just go crazy.
Yeah.
The national anthem, will somebody run on the field or something like that.
Yeah.
They don't let you... Those are like typically capped at like 40 or 50 bucks.
Yeah, they don't let you blow your life savings
but
on those.
The Puppy Bowl is pretty cool. Now, also, you don't like the commercials anymore?
It's not that I don't like it. They're not what they used to be.
That's a leading question because I'm about to... The Puppy Bowl, has that become too corporate for you?
No. It's still puppies.
It's still puppies? Okay.
Which I pulled up the lineup.
Okay.
Which I think we should read.
All right. Go ahead.
So for Team Rough.
Team Rough. It's always Team Rough and Team...
Team Rough and Team Fluff.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So for Team Rough, we got our leading girl, Allison, who's a beagle. All
right.
Team Fluff, we have Amanda, who looks like a golden retriever. Team Rough has Apollo, a black lab. Team Fluff has Archie. I don't know what that dog is, but it's really cute. We got Team Fluff, Asiago, which is a floppy-eared dog. Okay. And then we have Team Ruff and Avalanche. Very cute.
Very cute.
Very cute.
That's a good lineup right there.
That's an amazing lineup.
Here's the problem with they thought they were going to have some success with the halftime cat show. Cats don't do anything on demand.
Yeah.
Yeah, they catch you looking at them. Our cat will be playing and doing cat stuff. If she catches us, she'll just stop.
Yeah.
She's embarrassed to be a cat. So.
Well, the puppy bowl is legitimately just like they put treats on both sides and then they put a ball.
And they race back and forth.
Dogs kind of go back and forth.
Dogs are going to do dog stuff, man.
Yeah. But you know, without a doubt, every single year, every single dog has been adopted.
Yeah,
that's why you do it.
That's why you do it. That's why you go out there and play the games. Get these dogs a forever home. Forever. So real quick about the Super Bowl.
Okay.
There used to be two leagues.
Ooh.
The National Football League, the American Football League.
That's
the
weird.
National Football League champion would play the American Football League champion in a game for the championship. That happened for a long time and it was just called the championship.
Okay.
The college had forever had bowl games.
Yeah.
You ended your season on a bowl game. Now, you didn't always, like back in the day, you didn't always get number one versus number two.
Yeah.
It was conferences and stuff. So, but your season ended in a bowl game.
Yeah.
And so kind of almost sarcastically,
oh,
they were just like, well, this is the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
No one thought it would stick. And they're like, rock it. Now we're on, what, 55, 54, 57?
I think something like that, yeah.
So Super Bowl, now it's all under one umbrella of the National Football League, but there's still the National Football Conference, the American Football Conference.
There is?
Yeah, the champion of each league, they play each other.
Uh-huh.
And they decide the world champion of football.
Whoa, when does that happen?
Well, that's the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl? Oh.
Yeah, that's how we run stuff here in America.
How did we?
We have, if you win the United States and Toronto.
Oh,
Major League Baseball Championship. You are the World Series champion of baseball.
How did Toronto just kind of get looped into our sports?
Used to be Montreal as well.
Oh.
Toronto's a big city, so.
I guess, but they're Canadians.
They are Canadians, and I mean.
They just kind of wrapped their way in, huh?
Draquet came in. Biebs. All right.
Once we got Drake and Bieber.
Bieber's probably from Vancouver.
I think he's from Toronto.
All right, but the Super Bowl is typically the highest rated television program of the year.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the place to be.
Yeah.
It's the thing to do. My favorite thing is getting people together, whether or not they're really deeply invested in the football game. Sometimes it's someone's, you know, very few, like that might be the only football game they watch all year.
Yeah.
You get together, you get the wings, you get some people the beer. I haven't had a beer in quite some time.
Have you?
But, you know, some soda pops.
Some sodas, some pops.
Some beer, some pizza, some wings. Good times, get people together. Some people throw big time Super Bowl parties.
All American
time. I am one of the few that doesn't drink while I watch the sporting events.
That's
but
true.
A lot of people do.
Same energy, though.
There is a movement, which I believe should happen.
Okay.
Monday, everybody gets off work.
I think that's fair.
So the Super Bowl then becomes a national holiday, and I don't see why not.
What? I mean, we basically treat it like it is anyways. It's as commercialized as Christmas.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
And it should be a holiday. Monday, you get off work.
Yeah.
And then you can get rid of Flag Day or Arbor Day or whatever, you know, one of those.
All those other ones.
President's Day.
If we.
Yom Kippur.
If we make the Super Bowl a national holiday, does that mean we can give each other presents for it?
No.
No?
No, it's not one of those holidays.
Oh, it's not one of those.
This ain't a Hallmark holiday.
It's like a bank holiday.
This is a Publix grocery store holiday.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. I agree. I don't see the issue. I like not being able to work.
Yeah. So Monday, you should have off work after the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
This week, this time, I don't know if you were paying attention. I may have committed a HIPAA violation.
Oh, when you were talking about the COVID?
When I was talking about the COVID with my mom's husband.
Can't just be spewing information.
My mom's husband may or may not have COVID, but he does.
But that's
so how long do you have COVID for? 5 days, 7 days?
I think it's 5.
So do I gotta wear a mask if I go over to his house on Sunday?
I mean, yeah.
I really can't afford COVID right now. We just stay home? Uh-oh. We got Carlina's mom chiming in.
By law, my mother.
By law, my wife-in-law. Mm. She says, why don't we just stay home?
And then followed up with, I forgot the podcast was happening.
Yeah.
So.
She's like, I just thought you guys talked really in a game show voice to each other.
To each other, consistently, over a phone.
All right. So what are the top things of the Super Bowl?
The top
things? It's gathering people together.
Yes.
It's cheering on your favorite team, but here's the problem. Mm. Only two teams make it.
That's true.
Most likely, your favorite team is not going to be in this game.
That's true.
So what's a great way to get you really behind one of the teams?
Bet money.
You can bet some money.
Some money!
I've been a fan of so many weird teams. I've been a fan of the Chargers, the Bills, the Red Sox.
Been a fan of teams in places you've never been to.
How much money every year is wagered on the Super Bowl, Carlina?
On the Super Bowl?
On the Super Bowl.
Every single year, it's estimated that roughly, sorry, I have to find the information.
$7.8 billion.
That's for this year.
That's for this year.
That's okay. What they're estimated for this year. Don't read the information if you're going to read it out of order.
All right.
$179 million was legally wagered in the 2022 Super Bowl. But if you count the entire handle, counting legal and illegal, you have about $6.2 billion, with a B, dollars were wagered in 2022. The estimate as 45 million more Americans can vote in 2023.
Bet. They can bet.
I mean, I keep saying vote. Yeah.
Well, it's the same. You vote with your money.
You vote with your money. Who's going to win?
Yeah.
That's my mindset. Anyways, 45 million more Americans can legally bet in 2023, and it's estimated that 32 million people will legally bet, and they are expecting about a $7 to $8 billion handle.
Nice. That's just what I'm losing alone right there. Am I right?
You win.
What are the most popular Super Bowl bets?
The most popular Super Bowl bets are going to be the over and under time on the national anthem.
Okay, what is it right now currently?
I don't know.
You don't know? You didn't come prepared? 2 minutes, 2 seconds, by the way. Go
ahead. I didn't come prepared with that.
And we got a country singer that likes to riff.
I knew you would
on the guitar, and he likes to hold his notes.
Who is it?
So we're going to go over on the 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Over. Who is it?
I'd have to look on my phone.
Oh, well.
But so we're going, oh, all right, we're going to cook up a parlay.
Oh, we are. We are. Live. Okay, okay.
You guys can fade this parlay or you can tail it.
Okay.
That's terminology for betting.
Yeah, do you know tell
what,
them.
What means what?
Fade means not take. Tail it means take it.
Got it. We got it. All right. So we're going to cook up a parlay.
A parlay.
We're going over on the national anthem. Over 2 minutes, 2 seconds.
I say over.
All right, me too. So we're going over. Coin toss?
The coin toss, I say tails.
Tails. Yeah, high five. Loud high five. Tails. So Cameron can hear it. Tails. Why? Because
it just feels right.
Because it.
It's more likely.
Because tails never.
Fails.
Fails.
Tails never fails.
Tails never fails.
We're going to go there.
The halftime. I don't want to get into that. We're going to get rid of that. I do like that right there.
Okay.
Gatorade color.
Gatorade color.
Here's what you're going to have to do. Here's how it gets. You got to do a little research.
Okay.
You got to pick.
25% of the time it's yellow.
Sure. But you pick the side. Now you got to first pick who you think is going to win.
Oh, okay, okay.
And what color Gatorade they have the most of.
Oh, I see.
I'm going to go blue Gatorade because I think the Philadelphia Eagles win.
We think the Philadelphia Eagles are going to win. So we say blue Gatorade?
But we're not going to put the blue Gatorade in the parlay.
Okay.
This is going to be a separate bet.
Okay.
So far the parlay is, we're tossing the anthem out of the parlay too.
Tossing it out.
Coin toss.
Uh-huh.
We're going tails.
Okay.
MVP winner.
Okay.
Who are you picking?
The quarterback of the Eagles.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
I like this already.
The halftime show, that's one of the most popular bets, but it really comes down to, like, what do you think they're going to wear?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they going to sing new songs?
And we can toss that in as a side bet or whatever, but it's not going in the parlay.
That's here's the final the parlay.
One. We're taking the Eagles. Are we taking the Eagles money line or are we going to give them the point and a half? Let's give them the point and a half.
Okay.
We'll lay the point and a half.
Let's do it.
Eagles.
Uh-huh.
Tails.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
And I think that's going to print probably 21-1.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to get the, like when they do the coin toss, who do you think is going to win?
Don't want any part of that.
Don't
Here's
want
why.
Any part. Okay.
Here's why.
Okay.
I hope it's the Chiefs.
Okay.
The last 10 Super Bowls,
uh-huh,
the coin toss winner lost the game.
Ooh.
10
curse.
Years in a row.
Ooh.
If you win the coin flip, you lose the game.
It's a curse.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, only question. Do you think they're going to go over or under the 51 total points?
What are you doing? Under, because I would imagine 75% to 80% of the money's on the over.
Yeah, most of them go under.
Yeah. Most of them go under. Like, okay, here's why I remember your boyfriend, also the producer of the show Karate Brian, we're watching the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah.
And I took under the total in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And I won because nobody bets under. And he's like, what are you talking about? The shot. And I go, watch. And I believe the under was like 368. And they scored 365.
Oh,
and so everybody got the under.
That's crazy. All right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I basically am
so
a
we just
pro.
Put our parlay out there.
Our parlay. I don't really know what a parlay is.
A parlay is. I'm glad you asked.
I keep thinking about a parfait.
A parfait, a parlay, very similar.
Okay.
You put a couple of things together,
uh-huh,
and as they make one thing, the sum is greater than the collection of their parts.
Oh, okay.
Like a yogurt parfait. Yogurt's good. Fruit's good. Nuts are good, or whatever. You put them all together, you got something good.
Okay. I see.
Each of these individual bets are good.
Yeah.
You put them all together, you get a nice giant payout.
Oh.
And you only got to put up a little bit of money.
You're right.
Here's the problem.
Okay.
Like a parfait.
Yeah.
It's just one of those is bad. If the fruit is rotten,
mm-hmm,
the nuts, or whatever, you're allergic and your throat swells up, you need an EpiPen.
Yeah.
The yogurt, you're lactose intolerant. Only one of those has to go bad and the whole thing's gone.
Okay.
Only one of your bets on the parlay loses, you lose the whole parlay.
Well, that sucks.
So, yeah, I've never really discussed parlays in terms of parfaits, but there's
that
a parallel.
That made sense.
Yeah.
That made perfect
it's absolute
sense.
Perfect. So, here's the big change of the last 10 years or so,
okay,
is that you used to, when you wanted to bet on a football game, you had to find a mob guy in a dark alley, and they wouldn't take $10, 50, like $100.
Seriously?
$100, it's called the sawbuck.
Oh, God.
$100 sawbuck, and that was typically the standard bet on a football game. You had to bet $100.
God.
And you didn't just hand the guy $100, mm-hmm, and say, I want the Giants.
Yeah.
He purposely ran you a line of credit.
Oh, my God.
So, like, you could go down. Now, you could owe a mob guy $1,300 in a weekend.
Oh, my God.
If you had a cold run of football betting. Now, with it being online and legal and everything.
Legal.
You put the money up first. So, you cannot go into debt.
Yeah.
Into a sports book. Like,
yeah.
You deposit $220. The most they're going to let you bet is the $220 you have in there.
Yeah.
Most credit card companies don't let you put any money into. I saw this thing you're looking at. You're looking at, like, the people are in debt to sports books. They're in debt because of sports books.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I see the stat you looked.
I see.
The addiction stats and everything like that. Yeah. You can be in debt because of a sports book, but you can't owe a sports book money. Because you deposit and they will only let you bet what you have in there.
Yeah.
From the dawn of internet gambling, credit card companies have been out of the game.
They're not interested.
They're not interested. A lot of times, people fraudulently charge bet. Like, they'll be like, oh, I didn't make that.
Oh, yeah.
And also, the credit card companies are like, well, they're just not going to pay. They're just going to run it up and not pay their bill.
Mm.
So, if you've never really been able to deposit money through credit card.
Okay.
Back in the old days, like in the 1900s, the late 1900s.
Very late
1900s. 98, 99, when I was in college, banking wasn't as instant as it is now.
Yeah.
So you would go to, like, the Western Union at the grocery store with cash, and you would wire the company in Costa Rica money. And then
No way.
And then they would let you bet online. And if you won and wanted to collect, they would wire you money to the grocery store.
Shady.
And you went and picked up the cash.
That's so
But now
shady.
You can just log in with Plaid.
Yeah.
Like, you can just log into your bank's app if you have Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo, any of those.
Yeah.
You just sign up. You link your bank account. you deposit through your bank account. They pay you back into your bank account. It's pretty seamless.
If you're like me, you get banned from FanDuel.
I've been banned from FanDuel and DraftKings and PointsBet.
Yeah.
Plenty of times. But now, yeah, through... You can bet $2 on a football game now.
You can.
From your phone. You can just be watching it and you can be like, ooh, I bet a dollar that they have to punt this time. Like, you can just bet on...
Yeah.
So, I think smartly...
Okay.
They're still getting every bit of everyone's gambling bid budget.
Yeah.
Because just because you had to bet $100 on a game, you were more selective when you bet. Now you're just betting everything. You're still betting the same amount of money.
Yes.
And they don't have to go through all the... Now, if they had to answer the phone every time you wanted to bet $2 on the Chicago Bulls, they would be like, we're not doing this.
I would never bet anything.
Which, by the way, when I was in the 1900s, when I wired that money...
Yeah.
What it was they set you up in an online account. You could place the bet online if you wanted.
Uh-huh.
But almost everyone I knew still called it in.
Really?
So they had people answering the phone on the other side. Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I've never lived in the 1900s.
That's true. And you've never made a phone call either.
I have made phone calls.
When?
Eventually.
Someday you will make a phone call. So yeah, betting is probably as popular now as it ever has been. And it's not going away. Because they're just every state that doesn't have it. In a couple of years, it's only going to be Mississippi.
Yeah.
And that's because they don't have the internet yet.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not even fully segregated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really surprised me what states were the most addicted to online gambling.
Which ones are?
So Nevada was number one.
Of course, yeah, that makes
67%.
Yeah,
that
one made sense. Do you know why?
Las Vegas. That one made sense to me. And then South Dakota, okay, the percents are based on active gamblers, which are people who gamble more than 5 times a month.
Okay. More than 5 times a month or more than 5 times on each football day?
More than 5 times a month.
Okay.
So Nevada is looking at 67%. South Dakota is looking at 62%. Montana is 56%. Mississippi is 56%. And Oklahoma is 53%. All the way down at 42nd place is Florida with 31.8.
That's because we stay in denial down here in Florida.
That's true.
We don't want no African-American AP classes.
Nope.
We don't want no gambling addiction.
Nope.
We don't want no restrictions on marrying first cousins.
Nope.
And we don't want you taking our hard-earned AK-47s.
Mm-mm.
And I'll tell you what, alligator comes knocking on your front door. What are you going to hit him with a shotgun?
Exactly.
I'm going to light him up with my AR-15.
You've never been with a gator. You don't understand how it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. let's tease the second half of the show real quick.
Tease.
You've sat next to me while I've had money on a football game.
Yes.
Have I ever alluded to the fact that maybe these games are fixed, scripted, or rigged?
Maybe just a little.
They're playing. This is a script. Shakespeare wrote this crap. This is a Billy Shakespeare football game.
Yeah, maybe once or twice.
There's a lot of rumors. There's some evidence that these games are rigged.
That's bad.
After the break, I secured a guest.
Yep.
He won't let me say which casino he worked at.
He worked at the casino of
He
the
worked
casinos.
At a casino. A large casino. A mega, grand, mega casino in Las Vegas. Head of the sports book, it's number 3.
Okay.
So he was like the vice president.
Okay.
Says he will confirm our worst suspicions that occasionally, near the end of a game, if there is a vast liability, meaning if the outcome will hurt, they will make a call into New York, which will patch into the referee's ear of the game, and they will affect the outcome of a football game.
Of course, this
He's asked that I blurt out his name when we say it. We'll talk to him normally, but when I go and edit it, I'll blurt his name out. And we have a voice distorting application. So when we come back, we have proof that some of these NFL games are rigged from a high-ranking member of a mega, grand, mega sportsbook casino in Las Vegas. Look, I'm not going to say there's too many of them in the league, but two of them are starting in the Super Bowl. Oh, We are back on, and unfortunately, I was not able to get the voice distorter software to work. Mm-hmm. So we aren't able to bring on that high-ranking guest from the Mega Grand Mega Casino who had inside information on the rigging of sports games. But what I do have is a avid sports gambler.
Yeah.
A man who may or may not semi-legally log into my account from a different state and put bets in for me on FanDuel and DraftKings via proxy.
May or may not.
None other than my COVID positive father and mother, son, by law, my brother-in-law, Adam Aldridge joins us on the Family by Law with Brian Aldridge podcast.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going, Adam? It's going good. Carlino's just over here talking about a certain change in the racial makeup of quarterbacks, and I was just setting her straight. She's like, there's two of them in the Super Bowl? Yeah, there's two of them in the Super Bowl, Carlino.
Exactly what I said.
Why would she be against that?
Right? That seems like something you would want to
do.
Right. My bad.
So I don't know if you heard the first half of the show, and how could you? It hasn't been released yet. It's not open to the public.
That's true.
We did talk about a couple of like big time sports bets, like the how much is bet every year and all that stuff. And what are the most popular bets, coin flip, over under points, all that stuff.
Okay.
So what we're bringing you on is maybe from a personal touch, some bad beats, some of your biggest wins, things like that. But just to bring you in on the off ramp here, or is it an on ramp if we're bringing them onto the highway?
On ramp.
On ramp. What kind of actions you got working for this weekend Super Bowl?
For the Super Bowl this weekend, personally, I have not placed my bets yet, but some areas of interest will be the actual game, obviously. Which, fun fact, the last 10 teams to win the coin toss before the game started, to win the coin toss, have lost the Super Bowl game.
Get out.
You don't say.
Very true.
What?
That's
this is
crazy.
The first that our audience will be hearing of this on the podcast.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that has been discussed in the first half of the show.
Possibly.
So who do you have in the coin flip?
Along with your co-host's dislike for the quarterbacks and
yes.
Their hey, characteristics. I just learned their names today. I can't not like them.
Yeah.
She
said, since when do we have to start learning their names?
Also, no. Let's get something straight.
Okay.
Mahomes is only half black, right?
Yeah.
So you guys can't.
I think he's 3/5 black.
Yeah. So leave me alone. You guys can't keep bullying me.
And his dad is a professional athlete.
I heard it. You guys can't keep racially bullying me. You can only quarter the way bully me.
All right.
Yes, his father was a professional athlete himself. He was an MLB pitcher. Made it to the major leagues for pitching.
What was his name?
Pat Mahomes, number 2, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2? Wouldn't he be number 1?
No, maybe there was one ahead of him. I'm not sure.
Oh, dang. How many Patrick Mahomes are there?
All right. There's a Jackson Mahomes. One too many. I'll
say
that.
One too many Jackson Mahomes.
So who do you have in the coin flip? I don't like I have to ask.
A wise man once has said, tails never fails.
You're getting nothing but support over here. You're getting nothing but support over here. Me and Carlina, we cooked up a parlay. Do you want me to just tell it to you first?
You know what? I already got the coin toss. Let's hear the options, and I'll guess what side you're on.
Okay. We took a parlay. Coin toss.
All right, tails.
With tails. We did the we didn't throw this in the parlay, but the Gatorade color.
Ooh, that's a good one. Usually popular without looking at the I have not looked at that bet yet.
Yeah.
Usually popular are I'm guessing this year green would be one of them, but orange
blue.
And red.
We went blue.
Blue. We went
blue because Philadelphia has more blue than any other color.
Okay.
So here's what we threw in the parlay.
Sure, orange is a popular color.
Yes. That Carlina said yellow is more 25% of the time it's been yellow.
Yes.
Okay.
We took coin toss, tails, you're correct. Super Bowl MVP.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is a good pick.
And then we went ahead and took the Eagles minus the 1.5.
Minus 1.5.
Carlina wanted to go over the 51.5 too in there.
I thought we did the money line.
No, I said we're laying the point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if it's 1 point and you're going to take the favorite, you might
as well. We're laying the 1.5 there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She wants to go over the 51.5. I wanted to fade the total. What do you think? Toss it in there?
If I was going to take it, that's a tough one. Both explosive offensive, but Eagles have a great defense. Kansas City has an okay defense. I would my first instinct says to go over. But, it's worth leaving out.
Yeah. All right. Lay out some of your action real quick, and I'm going to tell you my sharp bet of the week.
I am a fan of tails as well.
Of course. Got to do it.
I heavily lean towards the over on the national anthem sung by Chris Stapleton.
I didn't want to rat you out. I knew who it was. I even described it. I said it's a country singer. He likes riffs and he likes to hold out his notes.
Yes, I believe that's going to go over. I believe right now the over is set at roughly
202.
202. I thought it was 205 or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, I just don't see how it goes under.
214 easy.
I see him bringing a guitar out there and holding some notes. I think that's a good, easy bet to make some money.
Yeah, we put that in there, but we didn't stick it in the parlay.
Yeah.
But we did over that, yeah. Carlina wants to bet on all sorts of halftime show props.
I do. If they're going to release a new song, if they're going to play stuff from the original albums, it's Rihanna. I think she's going to bring out a celebrity guest, too.
Chris Brown?
A$AP Rocky.
Yeah.
Her fiance.
Another fun bet usually is over under on the first touchdown scored person's jersey number.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Which is no longer as good a bet as it used to be.
No, by all means, no.
Because, it used to be like you were talking quarterbacks, defensive backs, linebackers.
Versus wide receiver and tight end.
Yes, yeah. But now it's a wide receiver can have number 4.
Yeah, the odds probably have to be not very
probably you're laying even. 2-1. Take the under.
Definitely I would go under.
But I'm saying you got to lay at least 2-1 probably.
But I'm guessing the under is probably a lot lower than it used to be as well.
Which is just semantics. 28's not much different than 45 or
50. No, definitely not.
So here's my sharp bet of the week.
Okay.
I do it and I sneakily win every year. And I can't believe they still put it out there. And every year I win it. And I never put a lot on it. Under 1.5 yards for the shortest touchdown of the game.
Yes.
And it's pretty close to even money. And it should be minus 300 bet.
Especially with both these quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Another bet I think I like. I'm not sure the number that is set at right now. But just off the top of my head. I think I'm a fan of possibly going over on Devontae Smith's receiving yards.
Ooh, fancy.
Ooh.
We're going to throw one out there.
Nice. All right. So a lot of us, we're talking about how much money comes in each year for the Super Bowl, stuff like that. You and I, I consider us micro unit bettors. I rarely ever pump it above north of $50 on a game.
Right.
Some of these guys, the Carlina was telling me the handle is somewhere between $7 and $8 billion they're expecting on just this game.
Yeah.
Believable.
Yeah. So, first of all, if you won't.
Okay.
What's the most devastating loss in terms of financial and tough luck you've ever had?
Me?
No, Adam.
Oh, I was going to say.
Financially, it was probably a UFC fight.
Okay. Those
I can't even remember the guy's name. It was like Edmund Shabazian, who was undefeated at the time.
Yeah.
And got rocked by like a UFC journeyman, Derek Brunson.
Yeah. The Brunson burner.
The Brunson burner. That's so funny.
My heart, a couple of them, actually just this past season, I had Jaylen Waddle. All I needed was for him, who, if you know, gets like 100 yards a game, to get 40 in a game, had 37 after three quarters of football, never caught another ball the rest of the game.
Here's some of the more devastating. He's being modest.
Okay.
Some of the more devastating bets Adam's ever placed is he's texted me.
Okay.
Oh, man, Bulls are winning.
Oh.
I took the Bulls, and they're winning. And then he texts me later, I forgot to submit the bet.
Oh, no.
I had it all queued up. I forgot to submit. I'll tell you
what. Unfortunately, it has happened more than once where I've had a bet queued up and simply forgot to hit the submit button.
I'll tell you who doesn't forget submit.
Who?
The shady mob guy.
That's true.
That you meet in the alley and you verbally tell him who you want to bet.
He will still break your legs.
He always knows, though.
He will. He'll knock your kneecaps out.
One of my worst beats ever was probably having the over once again on the national anthem, being very close to it, and Christina Aguilera forgetting to sing a line of the song to go under.
It's the whole line. She forgot an entire line of the song. It was great.
Did she really?
They gave you your money back if you had over, and they paid you out if you had under.
Really? Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah.
Not really going to go into a lot of my biggest losses because I'm sitting here with my family.
Miles Simon?
Huh?
Miles Simon?
Basketball player. Shot 86-87% from the free throw line. He's going to the line for two. Arizona needs to win by more than 7 points. They're up six. He makes the first one, misses the second one. Arizona wins the game by seven.
Oh no.
I lose a year's tuition on that.
A year?
No. A lot of them too was in college. Guys who bet through my bookie, I'd hate to see them lose money because I'm like, oh, you were a nice guy.
Yeah, I'm not gonna see you anymore.
I gotta rough you up a little bit.
Yeah.
We both recently lost the bet where it wasn't a lot of money, but it was just insane how it happened. Was all we needed was a tight end, the best tight end possibly ever. That's probably a little bit crazy, but Kelsey, by the end possible,
right now at least,
Travis Kelce needing 50 yards
with his brother.
Oh my gosh, are they the ones with the brothers that are on the other team?
Yeah.
Yes, they have a podcast, I believe.
Podcast together too is pretty good.
I love them.
Not as good as this one.
I think your guys is better.
Yeah. Thank you.
So yeah, I know
he needed 50 yards receiving, was able to get, you would think if someone told you this guy got four touchdown catches,
Adam,
he didn't get 50 yards.
Five. It was like one of those do you remember? It was one of those basically can't lose bets.
Exactly.
He needed 25 yards, Adam, and he got like 22 yards. He had 22 yards and four touchdowns.
Brad's a little worked up about this.
Because I lost it on that one, too.
Yeah, it wasn't even about the money at that point.
Come on, four touchdowns and you can't get 25 yards?
Yeah.
It was seriously like two or three of them were 1.5 yard touchdown catches.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do you have any games you've witnessed with your own eyes, any weird moments where you're like, you know what, this could be a script. This could be scripted games. This is a little rigged. It's a little weird for me.
Right out of the box, you'd have to go back to probably, what was it, a few years ago? Was it Minnesota Vikings versus New Orleans Saints?
Yeah.
That play, pass interference play where?
It was the Saints-Rams,
okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't there another one, the Saints-Vikings, where the guy just had to tackle the guy to win the game?
Yeah, he missed.
And just blew the tackle, like three of them blew a tackle, and he got a
touchdown. Like, oh, that's suspicious.
That's weird.
I mean, those two moments stand out pretty.
Some weird ones. And when I say rigged, I don't think they're changing outcomes of games.
Yeah.
Sometimes, maybe they
are. Maybe.
But here's where it gets weird. Right in the middle of everybody on Monday Night Football, this has happened two times.
Okay.
You know all of the money is on the Seahawks -6.5 points, meaning they have to win by 7 or more points each week.
Okay.
Philadelphia is down 14 points.
Okay.
Under a minute. They throw this long pass to the end zone. You're like, oh, who cares? Who catches this?
Uh-huh.
Even if they score a touchdown, they win by 7. And they catch it.
Uh-huh.
Go for two.
Oh.
Lose by six.
Oh.
Cover the spread.
Wow.
You know anyone that bet on that?
Yeah, I lost that.
Okay.
Oh. And then, so that kind of weird stuff just happens. That's odd. There was a game with the Baltimore Ravens in Cleveland, which I was on. I was fortuitous in this, meaning I won because the Baltimore Ravens have to win by 3.5, which means 4 or more.
Yeah.
They kick a field goal late to go up 3.
Okay.
The Browns now have the ball. And they I can't describe what play they ran, but they just kept tossing it backwards and backwards and backwards and backwards.
Okay.
Eventually throwing the ball through their own end zone in the back, giving the Baltimore Ravens 2 additional points and winning the game by
that
5.
Counts?
Knowing that so much of the money was on the Browns plus the 3.5.
Oh, my God.
That's one where our guy would have said, yeah, we called it in late.
Yeah.
And we said to go to safety, but we couldn't get him in through the voice recognition
software. Yeah, it didn't work out today.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
One of the worst things that happens to me in bets is I will religiously take the over in any professional basketball game, and then it really looks good the whole time, and then, bam, the third quarter, for some reason, every single time happens.
Yeah, they just stop scoring.
Yeah.
And it's the third quarter every time.
Yeah.
Well, like combined for under, 30 points.
Was doing some research on under. Like, and she's not biased. Like, she didn't know going in. She was just saying, like, wow, the under hits a lot. And we're like, yeah, because everyone wants the over to hit all of the time. She goes, it's just so weird. Like, the bet that seems to hit the most is under.
Yeah.
Here's the best part. You bet the under.
Yeah.
When the game starts, you're winning.
Exactly.
You're winning. Yeah. You're winning all the way up until the point where they score too many points.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so are you interested in hearing some of the already placed big bets for the Super Bowl?
Let's hear it.
All right, what do you got, Carlina?
All right, so one person, I believe it was out of New York, bet $1 million on the Eagles beating the Chiefs, and they didn't clarify.
You said they went money line on that one.
Yes, they did go money line on that one.
So what's their take back?
Their payout is $800,000 if they win.
Okay.
So they will win their $1 million back and then plus another $800,000.
That is solid.
Yeah. Somebody put $150,000 on the Chiefs money line with plus 105 odds.
Which means they'll get back a little more than 100.
Okay. I don't really know what the odds mean.
They'll get back about $157,000.
Yeah.
Somebody put $220,000 on the Chiefs Eagles under 51 total points.
So 220, I bet it's a little over 220. They want to win 200. They want to win $200,000.
Okay.
So they put the 220 up. Oh, yeah. We didn't explain that at the beginning.
Well, so the problem with that, though, is speaking of the rigged stuff lately, is recently an internet leak is saying that the script has been leaked.
Oh,
and the Eagles should be beating the Chiefs 37-34.
That would be over.
That would be over. Okay.
That would be 71.
Somebody put $314,000. These are such specific numbers.
Well, it's because they want to – I bet the 314, they want to win 250.
Okay. 314 on Chiefs being plus 3.5 with negative 157 odds.
Oh, wow.
Explain that, Adam.
What were those odds again?
They laid a ton. They laid pie, 3.14, 314,000. They took the Chiefs plus 3.5, and they had to lay 157. So explain what that is.
Oh, they're basically betting that the a field goal game.
So what if the script is true? They win.
Interestingly enough, if it is 37-34, and the Chiefs are plus 3.5, plus 3.5 points. That means they would technically win that bet 37.5-37.
Yep. So that guy's coming home with 250K.
That guy obviously has been privy to this script as well.
Good call. Good call.
The last one is crazy. It's $35,000 at negative 1,400 odds that there will not be a kickoff or punt returned for a touchdown.
That's interesting.
I would go the other way.
Like, yeah, I would put a little amount of money to win a lot.
Yeah.
Pay for like a defensive touchdown.
I don't understand how it has negative 1,400 odds. That just means like it's 100% going to happen?
No, it's the other way. It's so likely that they will not.
Oh, Okay.
Because he's saying that it won't be a touchdown, right?
So what if it does? Does he just make like $1 million?
No, he makes like
the other way around. Yeah,
$1,000.
Oh, that's so weird. That's such a weird bet.
Basically, you're laying $1,400 to win $100.
Yeah,
that's such a weird bet.
It is.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, it's the guy who's definitely playing through a. He's got to play through his bonus money.
Right.
Now, if you went the other way, I mean, it was, say it was plus 1,400, which would probably be more than that anyways. But you could lay $100 that there will be a kickoff return to win $1,400.
Yeah, right. The other way.
Yeah.
And sometimes because of the juice, it might be 1,100 or 10. Like,
right. And usually I bet like a kickoff, a defensive touchdown, or a safety are will be that high.
Yeah, for it. Okay, would you rather lay $14 and win $1?
Okay.
If there's no kickoff or punt return.
Okay.
Or lay $1. If there is.
Well, then I'd rather do that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why would that guy make that bet?
Because he's going to win $2,000.
I guess. But it doesn't seem worth it for 35K.
So now it does. It's not. Yeah. So with the advent... Is that a thing? Is that like implementing the advent of?
I would say so, yeah.
Internet betting through apps and such. Most of it's U.S.-based now. Like, I used to have to send shady money off to Costa Rica to bet online.
Got to do it.
Now you just send it to Indiana.
Yeah.
Not sure.
So, there's plenty of apps. Adam.
Yes.
What do you think the most popular sports betting app is in America?
Are we talking just these recent ones that have been popping up or
total market share?
My first instinct, if we're not counting like a Bovada,
no, none of that stuff. No, those are
okay.
All...
And then my first instinct would probably go to FanDuel.
Absolutely
correct.
They have 36% of the United States market share. They're the
followed by DraftKings, obviously.
Followed by DraftKings at 24. I think you know who the third is. And then the rest are very small. The rest are very, very small. There are three main, and it's not Caesars. So FanDuel, DraftKings, and who do you think the third is?
The third one? Oh, that's an interesting one. Maybe Barstool?
No, I thought it was going to be Barstool.
Barstool had about 4%.
It's lumped in with all the other tiny, tiny ones. BetMGM.
I have that one too.
Yeah.
It's actually my third app on my phone.
What's the worst one by far that can EAD that we don't like because of what was his name? Who was the guy's name that screwed us at that company?
Oh, are we talking points bet?
Yeah. What was the guy's name? I was looking for the email.
I can't remember. Yeah, he was not a fan of his. I know. I can tell you that much.
The same guy. He banned me and my brother from the site. Most of them, if like you do something wrong, they'll warn you.
Yeah.
They'll warn you. They'll restrict your account.
Uh-huh.
And then you send them a picture of your driver's license. Then they'll warn you. Points bet, just out of nowhere, they're like, you're banned and you can't use us anymore.
Oh.
Gary or Jared or Toby or Tyler.
Toby. That's funny that you said the Bravada one or whatever.
Bovada.
All the information I was reading, they don't count as a sports book, like officially.
They don't because they have poker, they have online
casino. Oh, you can bet on presidential races with them.
Yeah, they're not, their revenue didn't even add into these totals. Yeah.
You can bet on EA Sports video games with them.
No, you can't.
Really? That's crazy.
And you can't use your bank account or anything like that. If you bet on Bovada, you have to use cryptocurrency.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't count as a sports book. None of their totals or revenue go into the market share.
They used to be Bodog.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So, final. Give us your action for the week, Carlino. Who are you picking?
All right.
Give me your sharp pick of the week.
All right. This is everything.
Your sharp, no one sees it coming pick of the week.
Everything I've learned. I'm going to lay the whole spread. Everything I've learned.
Okay.
Taking the Eagles.
All right.
Over 51 points.
All right.
Tails on the coin flip.
Okay.
Winning the Chiefs.
How?
On the coin flip. Like they're winning the coin flip.
Oh!
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
That lines up.
And then I'm going to say Rihanna does bring out a celebrity guest.
Who is it?
Probably ASAP Rocky.
Okay.
Maybe Bad Bunny. Who knows? If he's feeling crazy.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say the Gatorade's blue.
Okay.
And I'm going to say the MVP is Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Jackson Mahomes does something stupid on TV.
Over or under 1.5 TikToks during the Super Bowl. Now, ooh, this is from kickoff.
Okay.
Till the final seconds of the fourth quarter. Anything before, anything after doesn't count. From kickoff till the end of the fourth quarter, the line is 1.5. Will he do more than that or less than that? TikTok videos released by Jackson Mahomes.
Say over.
Over the
one. Got to do over.
Under, under is favored.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, because I think they take his phone away.
Ooh, they might.
Yeah.
Especially because there's a little bit of a delay.
Yeah.
They might take his phone away.
Yeah.
They might ban him.
How about mentions for during the broadcast for the race of the quarterback starting in the Super Bowl?
How many mentions?
That's what I'm saying. I imagine it has to be a bet.
Do they mention it, or how many different words did they use to describe it?
No, how many mentions of the fact?
Okay.
That is the first time that two African-American quarterbacks are playing in the Super Bowl.
I say about 300, 350. I think they will constantly bring it up.
The Kelce brothers or Andy Reid used to coach both. Currently coaches one team and used to coach the other.
Ooh.
Ooh. See, Adam's getting too deep. I don't know this.
Yeah.
The national anthem's going over. I know that. I have faith in that guy.
I agree in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are my hot takes. I do think. Ooh, hear me out. Does Jalen Hurts propose to his girlfriend?
Absolutely not.
You don't think so?
No. Mm.
No, that's she will kill you. You get murdered. You get murdered. that's a giant, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Can't waste such a special moment like winning the Super Bowl on engaging.
On a, engaged.
I've done it before. Listen.
All right. So, all right. I like all of those. That's not good for you.
Okay.
That's not good for you if I like all this.
Okay. That's great.
Adam, shoot us your sharpest couple bets of the week. Now, I'm not talking Eagles. I'm not talking over the total. Hit us with some sharp stuff and not mentions. Because I already like all of your mentions that you said.
Oh.
Two, three sharp bets.
Sharp. Some crazy ones.
I'll give you an example. Give me the over on longest field goal.
The over on longest field goal, I'd imagine it has to be set.
Lower than you think. I bet it's in the low 40s.
I was going to say 43.5, 44.5.
I'm gonna go over on that.
I would take over as well.
My sharp bet of the week, of the year, if you want to win money. Now, if you want to, it's not a sexy bet. It's not fun. It's not under 1.5 for the shortest touchdown. It's there. It's the brunette girl with, wears jeans and a t-shirt. It's not the best prom date.
What?
I'd like to know the number for Eagles sacks in a game.
I'll tell you what, if it was against the Bengals, and I'm serious about if it was against the Bengals, I would go over all day long. The Jackson's brother runs around a lot and doesn't get sacked very often.
Jackson's
so I don't
know. Brother.
That's what I'm saying. The Eagles are a good sack team, so I wonder what the number would be.
Yeah, vastly different. Yeah.
That could be a possible bet to look out for.
Can I say one bet based on absolutely no football knowledge?
Which are the best ones? Go ahead.
Yeah. I think that at one point in the game, the Chiefs are going to be up by under 7 points, but they're going to be up.
Okay.
And the kicker is going to have to make a very important kick and is going to miss by like a mile.
Are you saying he might miss an extra point?
I think so.
But will it be a doink?
Now we're talking.
I think so. I think they're going to miss bad.
I think you can get probably 8 or 9 to 1 on a missed extra point.
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
All right.
How about a fan running onto the field?
Those are hokey because
too much security.
Well, no, they always will claim the person making the bet ran onto the field and stuff like that. You don't get a true line on that one. I don't like it, but yeah, I think someone will run onto the field, and I think it's Rihanna.
But my other one, as mentioned, I'm gonna stick with Devontae.
He's gonna be like, "Oh, I thought it was halftime." They're like, "No, it's not."
I'll stick with Devontae Smith over on the receiving yards.
All right. So, Adam, my father and mother's son.
By law.
I thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
We couldn't get the
professional,
the higher up in the sports book at the Mega Grand Mega.
So we got the next best thing.
I would say a better thing.
A better one.
Especially when it's our first episode of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. We bring on family.
I've heard the name change, and I like it.
More family. Mm-hmm. The only way this podcast could get more family is if we all had souped up cars.
Oh, my God.
And started driving in drag races across the city, possibly underwater and in space.
Yeah. Too family, too serious.
So with the name change, does that mean she's still auditioning?
No.
Permanent.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you missed the news at the top of the show.
Okay.
It was on the last episode. He didn't listen.
Oh, it's true. Carlina is now the permanent co-host of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge.
Yes.
Her name's
well,
not...
congratulations on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank
Another
you.
Thing to put down on the resume.
So do you have anything to promote, Adam?
Not really. I am currently on day 18 of a clear liquid diet as I recently have done weight loss surgery via the full bypass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
he went down to Houston. He visited Dr. Matt.
He told me to lose
30 pounds, one month.
3 months.
One month.
So be looking on the TLC network for Adam's episode of My 600-Pound Life.
Leave Adam alone.
By law.
By law.
No, he didn't.
In the summertime.
He didn't even press. He didn't even tickle 400 pounds.
Ow. That's pretty disappointing. He didn't even get in the prequel.
He couldn't have even played offensive line at the University
of
Wisconsin.
When they do the intro to those videos, you're still in their teenager weights.
Yeah, I didn't need to make a will or nothing.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's. I'm very excited for you and very happy that you're starting that.
Thanks.
Carlina, do you have anything?
Probably not this week. Maybe next week.
All right. I will be at the Vasani Comedy Theater in Port Charlotte, Florida. By the time you're listening to this, it'll be tonight.
Tonight.
It'll be Wednesday, February 8th through.
Wait, when will it be?
February. Tonight!
There we go.
It'll be. And then when I walk in, they'll go, Brian Aldridge is here tonight.
And I'll be just cross.
February 8th through the 11th, we'll be at the Vasani Comedy Theater in Port Charlotte, Florida. Get your tickets online at www.tickets.mindshow.com/Brian.
It will be in the show notes.
It'll be in the show notes. No, it's a Vasani Theater. Google Vasani Theater, Port Charlotte. The website will pop up. The ticket link, buy tickets. If you message me, I'll try to get you free tickets, but I'll most likely ignore the message. Let's be honest.
That's only fair.
But if you leave a review.
Ooh.
Of the podcast.
Screenshot and send that you left
free review. Tickets and possibly I'll give you a bite of my steak.
Only one bite.
Any word from your sponsor 23andMe?
Here's the deal. We got what you call an opposite of sponsorship. We got a cease and desist order.
Okay.
For mentioning 23andMe. In quotes in the letter, they said nowhere in any of our advertisements do we say, quote, how black are you? Please stop saying that on your podcast. But
are they trying to say we made that up?
Yeah. But okay. They sent it to the Brian Aldridge True Crime Political Election Conspiracy Sports Talk Podcast. So we are live.
Now you did that switcheroo.
Sponsored by 23andMe.
Did are you switcheroo. Irish?
Are you American Indian? Are you Scottish? 23andMe.com. Do you want June 19th off of work? 23andMe.com. February is dragging along. You have a right to complain about it? 23andMe. Also sponsored by Subway Sandwiches. Is it 2 a.m.? Are you in a gas station? Does that lettuce look soggy? It sure is. Subway Sandwiches. No longer in affiliation with Jared. And by Arby's.
Oh.
Please keep us in business. Well, Adam.
Jared from Points Bet?
Huh?
Same Jared from Points Bet?
The same Jared from Points Bet. Hey, so I had plugged my shows. Carlina, Adam, thank you for coming on, Adam.
Yes, thank you.
And Carlina, can you give us like an inspirational or wisdom-filled quote to end the podcast?
When life gives